Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
This is Sheffield Live.
Foot stomping music of the 70s.
Just for looking. you like. It's all right. It's all right. Do it wrong or do it right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a watch to waste your time. Oh no. Oh no.
Listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far. Three from the 70s got the second hour underway. We started 1973, Susie Quattro and 48 Crash. 9 weeks the UK chart peaked at number three. Then it was John Lennon and Whatever Gets You Through the Night from 1974. 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 36. I thought that should have been a lot higher. And we finished 1978 with Rod Stewart and Do You Think I'm Sexy? UK number one, December the 2nd, for 1 week, spending a total of 13 weeks on the UK chart. Right, you ready for your first fact of the day? This day being the 5th of March, 2026. This day, 1960, Sergeant Elvis Presley was demobbed from the US Army after 2 years' service. Right, I've been asked to play some noughties rock. Okay, so I hope you're happy with this selection. 2002 up first for the Caesars and a song called Jerk It Out. Excuse me. UK number 8 in 2003, number 37 in Ireland, and Sweden number 32, and they are a Swedish band. Then it's The Vines and Ride from 2004. Number 25 here in the UK. US alternate rock number 13 and are an Australian band. And I'm going to finish in 2000 with Manson and I Can Only Disappoint You. UK and Scotland number 8 and they are an English rock band.
Cause it's easy once you this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Time for your next Name the Artist. I'm going to play for you Love Me Tender. which was recorded originally in 1956 by Elvis Presley, spending 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 11. But this particular version was taken from this artist's album, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, in 1974. But I'd like to know, can you name the artist, please? As I said, the song is Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life. And I love you so. Love me tender, love me true. All my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you.
My God.
Well, I've had lots of good guesses, but I'm afraid they were all wrong. No, it's not Billy Joel, Ian Hunter, Holly Johnson out of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, or Iggy Pop. No, it's none of those. Let's see, a clue. Okay. This particular artist is best known for his work with David Bowie. And also, I've played one of his other tracks before, a track called Billy Porter. Okay, so have a think about it while I play the next section for you. Okay, we're off to the 70s. First up, 1977, Buzzcocks and What Can I Say? 10 weeks the UK chart, peaked at number 10. Then it's Brian Ferry, 1976, but Let's Stick Together. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 4.
Thank you.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
...1976 there for Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2. Yes, I had lots of right answers after I gave that clue out. Yes, it was Mick Ronson. No name the artist next week. In fact, none for the next few weeks because it's taking a rest. Next week, it's a link in the second hour for you. Okay. Your next fact for today, this day, 1964, Gene Pitney entered the UK charts with a song called That Girl Belongs to Yesterday, which was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Okay, this next track from 1966 was going to be a name the artist for you, but I couldn't find anything about it. Out about it, where it was recorded or anything apart from the year it was recorded. But it's all taken from a double CD, I should say, I've got at home called Girl Crazy. And it's Vicky Carr and a song called You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Other covers include Elvis Presley 1970, Guys and Dolls 1976, and The Floaters in 1977. Then I'm going to play 1963, The Chiffons and Sweet Talking Guy. 6 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 29. Then we're going back in time to 1954 for The Cordettes and Mr. Sandman. 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 11.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory, life seems dead and quite unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
bum 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 Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Oh, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
Your final fact of the day. This day, 1965, the Manish Boys, with David Bowie in their ranks, released their debut single, I Pity the Fool. Right, we're off to 1979. 2 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 62. Stevie's definitely higher for The Simple Minds and A Life in a Day.
Thank you.
There we go. Simple Minds and Life in a Day. I'm going to change the last couple of tracks because I'm going to play a little Music Box tribute to late great Neil Sedaka, who sadly passed away on the 27th of February this year, and he was 86. Sorry, I've had to bring it up because I didn't write it down. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks for him. We're going to start with this. It is Calendar Girl. Here we go.
The year of fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year. Junior prom,
junior
like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August,
when you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the
sweetheart.
Oh Carol there by Neil Sedaka, a little music box tribute to the late great Neil Sedaka, as I say, changing the end there. Well, I'm right out of time, so this is Steve Roden saying take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week for more music box. Bye.